From the Amtrak station in Springfield, Illinois, you can walk 7 blocks to the house in which Abraham Lincoln lived with his wife and children as he began his career in law and politics. Most of us picture Mr. Lincoln in his role as president during the Civil War, but he was also a husband, father, and neighbor who experienced the same hopes, dreams, and challenges of life which we experience today. Lincoln was 28 years old when he moved to Springfield seeking work, a place to live, an opportunity to meet influential politicians. He had held a variety of short-term jobs in towns near Springfield during his teens and 20s. While working on farms, tending stores, and working on riverboats, Lincoln made extraordinary efforts to attain knowledge by borrowing and reading books. He served 8 years as a captain with the Illinois militia during the Black Hawk War and worked as postmaster in his hometown of New Salem upon his return. This position did not provide much income, so he became a self-taught assistant surveyor for the county. In 1834, he was elected to the Illinois State Legislature for the first of his 5 2-year terms. Throughout these years, Lincoln attended court cases as a spectator, as did many people in the frontier regions. But Lincoln also carefully studied the reference books he saw the lawyers using. In 1836, he passed an oral examination and received his attorney's license. During Lincoln's first term in the Illinois General Assembly, he helped move the capital to Springfield, and it was in this growing, vibrant community that he joined a friend in a law practice. He was working to pay back debt from prior business ventures, so he lodged in a small shared room above a store. Despite his lack of social standing, Lincoln impressed many politicians and leaders from all over the state, and also met his future wife. Mary Todd and Abraham Lincoln were married in 1842, despite opposition from Mary's high society family. They spent their first 2 years in a boarding house and a rented cottage. In 1844, the Lincolns were able to buy the home at the corner of 8th and Jackson Streets for a little over $1,200. This would be equivalent to almost $30,000 in today's currency. The couple had an infant son named Robert when they moved into the house, and their 3 other sons were born there over the following 9 years. They would hold a funeral for their son Edward in the home's parlor in 1850. The Lincolns lived on a tight budget. Abraham himself chopped the wood, carried the water, milked the cow, and did the rest of the chores usual to men in those days. To provide income, Lincoln traveled to courts on horseback, serving counties in a 12,000 square mile area. He also found time to remodel the home several times, adding a second floor and additional living space. What once was a one-story, five-bedroom house grew into a two-story, 12-bedroom Greek Revival-style residence. Lincoln made a name for himself on the circuit, and in 1846 he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. When Lincoln won the 1860 Republican presidential nomination, the house became a magnet for visitors, parades, rallies, and other political festivities. After Lincoln's victory in the presidential election, farewell receptions were held at the home. The house was rented and most of the furniture was sold in preparation for the family's move to the White House in Washington, D.C. The Lincoln home has been preserved by the National Park Service and is open to the public. Take some time to experience the home in which Abraham Lincoln matured into the person who would lead our country through the difficult years of the Civil War as our 16th president.